As promised, we're joined right now by a former Sports Illustrated senior writer, the Jim Murray Memorial Foundation's Journalist for the Year 2017, featured in this year's edition of the Best American Sports Writing, Executive Director of Research and Identity for the Los Angeles Clippers, and a very good friend of the program. We are joined by Lee Jenkins. Lee, it's so good to have you back. How are you, Lee?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
Lee, I'm great. It is so good to talk to you, but I've got to first ask right off the top, what's it feel like, Lee, when you hear yourself as introduced as the former Sports Illustrated senior writer and new executive director of research and identity for the Los Angeles Clippers? What's that feel like, and does it actually feel real?
I think it should be Mark in Hollywood. That's what I think it sounds like.
Right.
It doesn't, it definitely takes a minute to get used to that. It's not something that I ever kind of went looking for. I never went to the NBA job fair, looking for a position or anything like that. It just, it was just something that sort of came out of the sky. And, they just had some, they got some people in that front office, Lawrence Frank, Michael Winger, Steve Ballmer, who really, they think outside the box, they think creatively. And they thought that, some of the skills you have in putting these stories together as far as just asking questions, connecting dots, looking at things differently, would somehow be able to help the team. So, that's what I'll try to do, Jim. I have no idea exactly how this looks long-term, how long it lasts, any of that, but I'm excited for the adventure.
Lee Jenkins joining us. What an amazing adventure that must be. I mean, it's an awesome job title, and I know that you've said that what it really means is you're a valet for Jerry West or a coffee boy for
exactly.
Lawrence Frank and Michael Winger, but unpack that a little bit, Lee. What is the job description that goes along with the title of Executive Director of Research and Identity for the LA Clippers? Break that down.
So, I think that these organizations, unlike journalistic enterprises, it's like I'm learning a little bit more about the corporate environment and sort of this collaborative effect that goes into it, where you have kind of all these people in these rooms helping present sort of their point of view, the way they look at situations with players or situations facing the organization, and they're kind of presenting their point of view to the people in charge, the people who really make the decisions, like Lawrence Frank, Michael Winger, Steve Ballmer. So I feel like a lot of it is kind of just is being there to think in a little bit of a different way, to look at it differently. And then part of it, I think, is to assist in terms of player evaluation, looking at things, maybe in a different way and complementing the people they have. So, you have the analytical side, which I know absolutely nothing about. There's the collective bargaining agreement, which I know nothing about. As far as evaluating players and their talent level, I know nothing about that either. Okay, if I went into a gym, I couldn't tell you who's good, who's bad, anything. What I try to do is explain a little bit about who people are. That's what I do with my work, with my stories. And that's what I'm going to try to do for them. If they're interested in that, is give them a little bit of a sense with potential players, the players they have, even a little bit more of who they are, how the team can help them, the organization can help them be better, and also how they might fit into, what the organization's building. So the way I see it is like almost like a complement to all these great scouts and analysts that they already have, maybe helping ask a few different questions and looking at things a bit differently.
So interesting. Lee Jenkins joining us. So you've got the job of working on and identifying to a certain extent, Lee, the identity of the players. What about the identity of the Clippers? How would you describe that right now? And is that part of what you're working on as well?
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to try. That's something that they are, the Lob City era, they had an identity. And that's over, and they're trying to build something new. They're trying to build an identity for the team. And, clearly it's kind of in the infancy. And I think there's a great opportunity because you are building now. They're in an era now where they have to build anew. They want to stay competitive, but they're also trying to build an identity for something to kind of hang their hat on besides they play in Los Angeles and they're owned by Steve Ballmer. And I think you saw it a little bit last season. They played with a real toughness and an edge to them. I have a feeling you'll see that again this season. And, it's probably the way I feel like they're going to go is they're going to be they're going to be a very workmanlike team in Los Angeles, and I think there will be people who are really drawn to that moving forward.
Lee Jenkins joining us. All right, Lee, people are familiar with Ballmer and Jerry West, Lawrence Frank, Doc Rivers, but the team's general manager, Michael Winger, is not as familiar to some people, some fans. I know you have a ton of respect for Winger, who had previously been with the Thunder. Who is Michael Winger, and what makes him stand out?
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible leader, too. I mean, you have some big personalities, some big resumes in that organization, and, he's someone who, I feel like is really the glue. I mean, he's the guy as far as strategy, as far as, kind of looking ahead and looking at what this team needs. He's the person who kind of knows, I mean, I don't think anybody knows the CBA probably better than Michael Winger, and, understands just all the minutiae that goes into putting a team together, putting a team on the floor, making moves. I mean, there's a discipline that the Clippers have had that you can see really kind of going back to the Blake Griffin trade, a discipline they approach that's really set them in a great spot. I mean, they have really incredible flexibility, next summer moving forward. And I think in a lot of ways, Jim, his presence kind of made this a really great bet for me, because I just feel like they're really well positioned. They're well positioned between their market, their owner, and their front office to make a dent.
We're talking to Lee Jenkins. Now, Lee, when you and I started, you touched on this momentarily, but you're not the first person in the media to move to the team side of things. But this is a little bit different in the sense that while you won't acknowledge it, everybody in the industry will say that you're the absolute best at what you do. So knowing that, exactly how did this opportunity first come about?
I mean, it's just like for you, when you interview people, like sometimes you have a connection with some people and sometimes you don't. And, I've been interviewing Lawrence Frank for a long time, and, you never think, oh, well, this person might hire me. And that never kind of comes into play. That's never even in the back of your mind. But, I had a lunch end of the regular season with Michael Winger. And during that time, we didn't even really talk a lot about basketball. And this was not about a job or anything. This was just a getting to know you. And out of that, they kind of asked me to come in and see them again and talk a little bit about, about basketball and about how kind of a reporter's role may be able to help a front office, to help a team. And so as the months went by, I think part of the motivation, Jim, for me, and I don't know if you ever feel like this, but it's like, we never really know what it's like. We can ask people a million questions. We can get pretty close. What's it like on draft night? What's the deadline? Like all of that. I think people can tell us in pretty detailed terms. But, the opportunity to really get to know what it was and what it was like was extremely appealing to me, and something that, if and when I do go back to the media, which I assume I will, that I'll just know so much more than I know now. And I feel like that it'll only kind of help moving forward.
Lee, why do you assume that? How do you know that you'll go back to the media? How do you know that you won't just dominate this the way you did the other, and that you won't have a passion and you won't love this and you might not climb the ladder here too? How do you know you'll be back?
Being around those guys, they see it. They just see it so much differently than I see it. Like I'm never going to be able to evaluate players like that. I'm not smart enough to understand the collective bargaining agreement the way Michael Winger does. I'll never be a good enough negotiator. My analytics, I have so many deficiencies as far as you see all the aspects of this. And once you're in it, you just realize how much you know. And so it's what I expect. It's what I see. I hope this lasts a long, long time. I hope it's an incredible success for everybody involved. But it's also pro sports. And I realize that there's probably a bit of a ceiling on what I'm trying to do is something, really specific. And I don't know that I'll necessarily be able to, I wouldn't be naive enough to think that I could grow much farther out of that.
I don't know if I agree with that. Lee Jenkins joining us. Lee, I think that I can't speak for you, but a lot of us that are in this business the way we are, obviously we figured out that we were not going to be professional athletes, but we love the games, we love the sports, we love the dynamics. So we get into this side of the business, and then you're on the other side of the business. As an example, you told Woj that you were mindful of something that David Griffin always said about LeBron, that he'll often make decisions with the younger version of himself in mind. In other words, what would 12-year-old LeBron dream about doing? So let me turn that on its head. What would 12-year-old Lee Jenkins think about Lee Jenkins being in the front office of an NBA team?
Yeah, that was cool. That was pretty cool. I mean, first would probably have been, or honestly, to write for Sports Illustrated. But, you know, I've been able to do that for 11 years, and this just sounded like a really enticing adventure. And the people seemed like the kind of people you'd really want to work with. And, you know, I'm from San Diego, so to me, and the Clippers were gone by the time I was really a cognizant sports fan, but I grew up watching the Clippers and liking the Clippers and going up to, you know, LA Sports Arena for games and stuff. So it's, to me, all of it, you know, there is an appeal. What you're talking about with LeBron and sort of making those decisions with the younger you in mind, yeah, that I did think about that, because how many times do you get an opportunity like that? That's one thing that kind of kept coming up with me, is I'm like, this has never happened before. No one in all the interviews I've done, no one's ever said, hey, can you just come work for us? Like, no one's ever done that, and I know that no one will. So it just felt like one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments that I didn't really want to let slide.
All right, so before you go and before you leave your previous life, I mean, you always want to be in journalism, and you've done it as well as anybody's ever done it, and you've done it at the highest level for SI. Is there any part of you, and of course I would imagine there would be, a part of you that's going to miss writing profiles and seeing those pieces in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, there's a big part. I mean, it's really tough leaving that place. It's, you know, I know things have changed. I know, you know, print isn't what it was and magazines aren't what they were, but, you know, working there was just such an honor, and I loved every minute of it. So, no, I'll for sure miss it. I mean, weirdly, I do think what I'm going to be doing here, there will be similarities as far as finding out, you know, putting puzzles together about players. But I can't, it won't be actually writing. I won't be sitting down at a computer and, you know, writing a profile of someone. I think I probably will again at some point, but no, for right now, I'll definitely miss it.
You know, Lee, finally,
I'll miss being on the show with you too.
No, whoa. Are you not doing that anymore? Can you not appear on this show anymore, Lee?
I know. I'll write that into the contract. The Jim Rome appearances are permitted.
Please do, Lee. Put that in the contract. And a last thought. I mean, you're not dead, but how gratifying was it to see the response of your peers on social and otherwise after the announcement was made?
Well, no, it feels like you're at your own funeral. I mean, I'm completely sick of myself. So, but it was so generous of people who've taken the time to read and to write. And especially now, all you hear is, well, people don't read more than 280 characters. They won't read these 4,000-word stories. So, you know, to know that at least some people did it's incredibly flattering. I appreciate it.
He is the new executive director of research and identity for the LA Clippers. Very good friend of the program. Lee, you see what you can do to at least write in a couple of appearances a year for the show, because we'd love to have you here. You're always welcome here. You know that. But Lee, congratulations. It's an amazing story. It is so well-deserved, and I'm really anxious to see how that next thing plays out for you.
Thanks, Romy. Appreciate it. We got to get Mark next.
You got it, Lee. Got to get Mark next. Lee Jenkins, my guest. I've got profound respect for Lee. He literally is one of the best to ever do it. And when he says things like, yeah, you know, I'm just not like them. I'll never understand that. I'll never see players that way. I'll never understand the CBA the way they see the CBA. I'll never see the analytics and the metrics. I don't buy any of that. Lee Jenkins is very, very bright. Essentially, he's going to figure out exactly whatever they throw him into.